In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
Well, if I had to think of, DJ stories from over the years, and there have been a few, and, you know, there are a few that probably shouldn't be told either. One that really strikes me off the top of my head would be once when I was playing in Atlanta. And as any DJ knows, you know, sometimes you have a few beverages before you kick off proceedings, and there are those times when you sort of halfway through, sort of wonder, you know, am I going to make it? Where is the bathroom here? And, oh, there is an awful lot of people between me and said bathroom. So this is one of those occasions where you start to look at the empties in the DJ booth and go, well, if I can't get to the bathroom, I'm going to have to fill those up. But having filled two, I decided that I needed a third. And yeah, there was a certain amount of clenching that went on until, in the end, it was a Coke can. But, yeah, I definitely had a few refill bottles in the DJ booth. I don't think I'm probably the first person to do that, and I'm probably not the last. But that's the kind of thing that goes on when you have to keep the music flowing, you know?
A true professional.
Well, it's better than stopping it.
Exactly right.
I'm sure you've done the dash and run, haven't you?
Yeah, you put on the 11-minute. You try and find the 11-minute tune, and then you disappear.
Hey, away you go. I mean, we do have a track, an old track, Take Me Away, which is, I think, about eight and a half minutes. So that's the one that you queue up. Maybe even rewind it once it drops, give yourself that extra kind of minute and a half.
I guess if it was Evan and you, and you were DJing together, maybe in this country you would have been all right.
Well, but, you know, even in New Zealand, we never really DJ together that often. Probably like two or three times a year, max. Maybe four or five. Like things like Big Day Out, you know, we'd play back to back, but even if it was a show in, like, Christchurch or something, they wouldn't usually fly both of us there. You see it with, if you have someone like Chase and Status, let's say, then you kind of want to see both of them because you've got that little hand in the middle, or Calix and TV, let's say. But if you have a name like Concord Dawn or Bad Company or State of Mind or The Upbeats, for example, then, you know, I think one person will do it. And most promoters, 9 out of 10, would, if they could cut their costs down, they will, won't they?
So you should have come out as Concord and Dawn.
Yeah, I'd be screwed now, wouldn't I? I'd be Concord.
The first ever electronic music show on Hauraki. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Hauraki.